Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 6th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Big news today from Microsoft. Microsoft released an advisory stating that it spotted a new exploit against its TIFF library in the wild in some targeted attacks. There is at this point no patch for this particular vulnerability. However, this vulnerability only appears to exist in older versions of Office. But however, here we're talking about Office 2010, so a lot of people may still be using Office 2010, which is the part that actually includes the vulnerable graphics library. Also, the exploit is only really executable at this point on Windows XP and Windows Server 2003. Newer versions of Windows 7, 8, and 8.1 do not appear to be affected. Also, if you blocked ActiveX controls in documents, then this will not work. So if you enabled protected view mode, for example, in Office 2010, then you are not actually able to execute the exploit. It's a very picky exploit, but in part also due to the targeted nature of the way it was used, it is possible that another version of the exploit may be able to bypass some of the controls that were added in newer versions of Windows. The exploit that was spotted in the wild so far is very specific in the way it actually runs the exploit and bypasses some of the controls to particular versions of Office, and that's may change in the future as people adapt this particular exploit to other systems. So at this point, if you're running Windows 7 or later, I wouldn't panic. If you're still running Windows XP, you probably do want to disable the TIFF library. The knowledge base article that was published does include the necessary fix-it that will do this. However, be aware, this will block all TIFF images. So if you are using TIFF images for any other purpose, then you may not be able to use them anymore after you applied the fix-it. And for a short time today, it looked like FoxNews.com may have been defaced. It displayed alerts about a zombie attack and announced Apple's new C-Line operating system, which of course was sort of a joke that was used at one of the Apple keynotes. In a statement, Fox stated that this was not the result of an attack, instead just the result of an internal production issue. What may have happened, in my opinion, is that some kind of test message or whatever may have been designed for a debug purpose made it to the live site by mistake and was displayed. Of course, given how fake messages like this sometimes can affect stock markets, it's probably good that they kept them obviously bad, and this way it was easily visible that this wasn't actual news, but some form of either compromise or test message, at least not a valid news. And researchers from the North Carolina State University spent some time analyzing Android vulnerabilities with some interesting conclusions that it's actually usually not the operating system's fault if you do have vulnerabilities on Android phones. Instead, it's really more to blame on applications that are installed by vendors of respective phones. What they found is that, first of all, 85% of preloaded smartphone apps do use excessive privileges, so essentially they are pre-installed with privileges they don't even need. And then depending on the vendor, 65 to 85% of vulnerabilities that were discovered arose directly from how the vendor customized this particular phone. Overall, the problem is essentially bloatware, which we had a lot in desktops as well, and it's now coming back big time with some of these Android handsets. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.